Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Talk of the Town here on Radio 1570 WFRL. I'm your host, Brad Hart, sitting in for Sherry Gibson this week. And joining me in studio today, we have a couple of guests. We have Amy Dahl, the Aquatics Director for the Freeport YMCA, as well as Zach Smith from the Marketing Department at FHN. Amy, if you would, kind of tell our listeners why we're here today.
Well, we're here today to talk about a fun event. Well, actually, two fun events that FHN and the YMCA are working together. They're collaborating on. We're doing a Spring Into Health kind of theme for our events, and we're doing a Healthy Kids Day on Saturday, May 4th, and then a Family Health Fair at FHN on Saturday, May 11th. So we're partnering together to bring you some Spring Into Health events.
Kind of, Amy, while we're talking with you, kind of focus on the first event Through the Y coming up early next month.
That's right. Early next month, we have our event at the Y, which is our Healthy Kids Day. And really, we're looking at trying to provide parents with the opportunity to learn about some things that they can get their kids involved in. And we know that parents struggle to keep their kids active throughout the summer once school's out. So this is a chance to get parents some information about things that they can participate in. And we've got a lot of activities that kids can come and try out and see if they like. Everything from activities in the pool, so make sure you bring your swimsuits. We'll have some kayaks there. We'll have archery there. We'll have arts and crafts there. We'll have some gardening there. Lots of different activities for kids to try out that day.
Now, one of these events is 2 days. Which one is it?
Well, actually, Brad, there's just too much going on to fit it all into one day. That's why we decided to go ahead and do two Saturdays in a row, the first one being May 4th over at the Y, and then following it will be May 11th at FHN Family Healthcare Center at Burchard Hills in Freeport. That's right around the bend there, and we know that the weather is going to be wonderful, and it's going to be a wonderful outdoor event with all sorts of educational and fun things for the family.
How did the Y and FHN, Zach, decide to team up on this?
Well, we both have a common goal or purpose, if you will, for the community, you know, for healthy families and to stay active during the summer. This is a good way to kick that off, we think. A lot of it is just being aware. We've got bike safety education, things like that, to stay safe over the summer and just to stay active.
How's it going to help families, get ready for the summer, so to speak?
Well, kids really enjoy, we had this last year, and kids really enjoy learning how to change diapers and what foods to eat, what's healthy, what's not, what to avoid, medicine safety. A lot of medicines look like candy and, you know, things like that. And just a lot of it's just fun, healthy summer activities, and we teach them how to go about that in a healthy manner and stay safe over the summer.
What kind of turnout did you have for last year?
Last year, the weather was terrible. That's why I'm so sure this year it's going to be wonderful. We're due one. But last year, the weather was terrible. That being said, we had a great turnout, actually. I would say probably about 200 people last year, and we expect a lot more this year.
Now, Amy, is this a first-time event for you guys?
The Y actually will be the third year that we've done this, and it's actually part of a national YMCA program. The national YMCA has said we really want to make this an event that YMCAs all over the country do to promote programs, but also to make families aware of what's going on in their communities. And so this is our third year for doing Healthy Kids Day.
And obviously, unlike Zach's or FHN's event, yours has got to be indoors.
Well, we will have a lot of indoor activities. We're also hoping for good weather so that we can move some of our activities outside. But we'll have the opportunity to do both. We'll have two different plans. We'll have a plan for if the weather is bad and we need to be inside. But if the weather is nice, some of our activities will be outside. If weather permitting, we'll try to move the archery outside, and we'll have some tennis outside. We also have a golf program coming. So if possible, we'll have those activities outside. If the weather doesn't allow it, then we'll move them inside. As a part of this event, we also do the Little Chicks Run. May 4th is the YMCA's Spring Chicks Chicken 5K at 9 o'clock in the morning. Then we do Healthy Kids Day after that, and we wrap up Healthy Kids Day with a run for kids. So that will be outside. So we have kind of a variety.
Now, I understand there's an opportunity for people to win prizes. How do they go about doing that?
Well, Brad, we're going to have essentially a punch card for each Saturday. And if you go to all these different fun stations and you participate or you are involved in the activities at these stations, you'll get that slot punched on your card. And at the end of the May 4th event, the Y, you will show your card and show all those punches, and your name will be entered for a drawing for a bicycle, actually, a free bicycle for the lucky winner. And there will also be a winner, same punch card idea for the event over at FHN Burchard, and you will enter for a drawing for a bicycle there too. And then if you go to both events, there will be a grand prize. And Amy, you want to tell them a little bit about that?
Well, if you, you'll actually get every event you attend. So if you attend them both, you'll get two chances to win the grand prize, and that would be a bicycle as well as a membership to the YMCA. So we are excited to offer a potentially great prize for somebody. So
now, if some of our listeners would like more information about both of these events, how do they go about obtaining it?
The easiest way would just be just go straight to www.fhn.org. All that information will be there. There's no registration necessary, and we encourage you to bring all your family for 2 days of good family fun. And it's all free. I should mention that too, and it should be a great time.
The price is right, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hey, Amy, I forgot to ask you. You said this is the third year for your event at the Y. What's the attendance been like for yours?
Well, this is the first year that I've been directly responsible for it. I was there last year, and our numbers were down a little bit last year. We probably only had about 60 people participating. So we're hoping to really get the word out and get people to come out and really experience this great event. The first year, I actually had just moved to town, so I attended as a participant the first year, so I don't even know what their numbers were that year.
Zach, is Amy mentioned through the Y's part of their national effort? Is that the same with FHN too?
Well, it's a national concern, definitely, but it's a local thing that we started here at FHN. It's actually kind of taken the place. In the past, we've had Pretzel City Days, and we're not going to be doing that this year. But there is going to be lots of similar entertainment to what we had in the past years. We've got Dan Barth. He's a traveling medicine man. He's actually been written up in the Smithsonian, and he has a historic medicine wagon, and he comes and he does magic shows for the kids, and he's a real big hit. And also, I should mention, kids, we're going to have jump houses, so that alone is worth coming to.
Yeah. All right, let's, for our listeners who may have just tuned in, Amy, explain again just the date, what's going to be going on at the Y.
Well, at the Y, we've got Healthy Kids Day coming up on Saturday, May 4th, and that's an opportunity for families to come out and get to experience lots of different activities, things that are healthy activities that they'll kind of get a taste of, and opportunities to maybe participate in them in the future. So we'll have arts and crafts projects. We'll have healthy eating information. We'll have some kayaking and water safety information in the pool area, and we'll have we'll have gardening, we'll have archery, we'll have some tennis. We have a lot of different activities, so families can come on out and try that out. And that's at the YMCA, and that's on Saturday, May 4th.
What time?
We will start activities at 10 a.m. We'll wrap up at noon, and we'll have the chicken run. We have the spring chicken run at 9 o'clock in the morning out at the Y, and that's our spring 5K. And then activities for Healthy Kids Day start at 10, and then we have our little chicks run starting at 11:30, and then the fastest kid in town 40-yard dash at 11:45.
All right, and then Zach, how about the FHN event coming up the following week?
Yep, that's Saturday, May 11th, and it starts at 10 o'clock, and we were going to wrap that up at 1 o'clock p.m. And also, I should mention, we will also be having walk-in sports physicals. So this is a great time for you to get your necessary sports physical if you're going to participate in any sports the following year, and have some fun while you do it. I mean, There's lots of events, and we also have I wouldn't call him a professional kite flyer because I don't know what that is, but he's a definite kite enthusiast, and the kids really love that, and we'll be giving away some of those kites too, and it's a great time, and like I said, the weather is going to be awesome.
We'll take your word for it.
All right.
Hey, Amy and Zach, thanks for coming in today, and we're happy to get the word out for you.
Hey, Brad, also real quick before we wrap things up, since I don't think I'll be getting back on the radio anytime soon, I do have a friend who's got a birthday coming up a week from today, so I just wanted to tell her happy birthday. She knows who she is.
What's her name? Come on. You went this far.
We'll call her Brownie.
All right, good enough. You've been listening to Amy Dahl as well as Zach Schmidt talking about Healthy Kids Day events coming up in May here on this segment of Talk of the Town on Radio 1570 WFRL.